This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'nishmas my father Moshe Yitzchak ben Dov, also l'schus refush lema for kol chayle am Yisrael, also l'schus kol am Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim b'tzara v'shivya. We're up to Maseches Shavuos Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. We're talking about someone who swears and he swears falsely. There's two types. One is a shavuos bitui, one is a shavuos shav. Now we're going to talk about shavuos shav, somebody who swears to an inherently false thing. Shavuos shav nehagas ba'anoshim of anoshim. Shavuos shav can happen whether the person who swears is a man or a lady. Merchaikim of kraivim, or if he is swearing about a person who is a relative or a distant person, a person who is not related to him. B'ksherim of b'psulim, whether he is a kasher for an edus or if he's puzzle for an edus, either one. Right, in other words, a person who's regular shomer Torah mitzvahs is kasher for edus, or if he's pasul for edus because he's either a gambler or he's over one of the mitzvahs that makes him pasul for edus. Bifnei bezin, v'shalei bifnei bezin, whether he's making this shavua in front of edus or in front of bezin or not in front of bezin, umipi atzmai. And it happens when he is doing it on his own. He makes the shavua from his own. He is chayev when he makes the shvua. When if he does it on purpose, then he is chayev when he does it on purpose. He's chayev makis, and if he does it by mistake, he is pater bechlal. Achazu veachasu. Whether he's doing a shvuas bitui or he's doing a shvuas shav, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, shvuas bitui, now we're mentioning a shvuas shav. Now we're talking about somebody who is slightly differently being sworn by others. As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, if someone says that he should swear and he says amen, that is mipi acherim, but it's still considered mipi atzmai, and therefore he's chayev. Ketzad, what's that scenario? Omar, he said, lo yachalti ayoim, that he didn't eat today, lo yonachti tefillin ayoim, or he didn't put on tefillin yet today. Mashbiacha, neither person now makes him swear. V'amar, amen. And he answers, amen. Then the chayev, that amen is as if he swore on his own sum, and he is chayev. Yashar koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.